奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
感谢神，今天安息圣日，我们弟兄姐妹能够聚集在这里，一起来聚会敬拜神，一起来对我们教会里的长者，献上我们一点的敬意，愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
I thank the Lord Jesus that today is a holy Sabbath day and that we're able to gather here to worship Him together and that we also have this opportunity to honor the elderly members among us and may the Lord guide us.
我们昨天刚刚是农历的新年。
Yesterday was the Lunar New Year.
那我们教会都利用这个农历新年的安息日来举开敬老会，特别对教会的这些长辈呢献上一点敬意，让我们这些年轻的一代呢能够学习圣经里面告诉我们的要孝顺父母这个道理。
And yesterday was the Lunar New Year, and for our church, we used the opportunity for the first Sabbath after the Lunar New Year to honor the elderly members in our church to give us an opportunity to learn about the truth of honoring our parents from the Bible.
在华人的社会里面，对有关于长幼有序、敬老尊贤这件事情很强调。
For the Asian culture, to respect our elderly is a very important teaching.
所以基本上在我们东方的社会很强调说要对老人献上一点敬意，在每年一定的时间要对年纪大了要送给他们礼物，然后祝福他们能够有一个很健康的晚年。
So for the Asian culture, it is important to select a special time of the year to show some respect and honor our elderly.
那其实这个不只是东方的传统，在圣经里面也很强调，我们要对年长的人献上我们的敬意。
And so not only is this a very prominent teaching in the Asian culture, from the Bible, we could see that to honor the elders is also a very important truth.
因为圣经里面说，在老人家面前呢，要站起来。
Because the Bible teaches us that the young must rise before the elderly.
因为他说白发是老年人的荣耀。
And it also tells us that the white hair is the crown of the elder.
一个人能够活到70岁，其实是不简单的。
It's not easy for someone to live up to 70 years old.
以前的人，他们说能够活到70岁算是很少了，所以说人生70古来稀。
From the times of old, it was more rare for people to live up to 70 years old.
所以一般人间也很注重长寿，所以在一般的祝福话里面都离不开长命百岁要祝福人长寿这个祝福的话。
And it's also we sometimes hear words of blessing, blessing other people to live a long and happy life.
那其实我们从这个现代社会看来呢，一个人能不能活得长寿这个寿命本身是在神手上的。
And we know that from looking at this world, how long we live is actually in the hands of God.
圣经说无人有权利掌管生命或掌管死期。
The Bible tells us that no one has the authority to control their life or the time of their death.
我们 一生的年日是神定的。
And our days are ordained by the Lord.
所以我们活多久，我们没办法用我们的意志力去改变它。
So we cannot change how long we live by our will.
但是我们可以活得很健康。
However, we can live a healthy life.
虽然我们在老的时候，我们还可以在内心上非常的年轻即使在外体上我们已经渐渐衰败。
When we get older and older, even though our outward physical appearance might perish day by day, but our inward should be renewed day by day.
所以今天这个敬老会的机会，小弟想要用健康的老人，外体衰败，内心日新，做题目跟大家一起来分享。
And so as our sharing topic this morning, I would like to use this topic as an elderly member, our outward appearance perishes daily, but our inwardness is renewed daily.
我们一方面要对年长的同龄献上我们的敬意，因为这是神的祝福，所以我们人生可以活到七十岁以后。
Not only do we show respects or honor our elderly members, we also know that it is a blessing of God to live up to such an age.
那同时也让我们所有的弟兄姐妹一起来再一次的互相勉励。
And we also use this opportunity to encourage one another.
我们要了解一代来了，一代又过去了。
We need to understand the fact that one generation passes and the next generation comes.
人的人生其实很短暂的。
And that our life is actually quite short.
老的会走，那小的会老。
The old will pass away and the young will grow old.
所以没有人能够永远坐在这里敬拜神。
So no one can sit here forever worshiping God.
但是所有的人都可以回到天上去，在那里相聚，在神面前一起享受天国的福气。
However, all of us can one day go back to heaven and enjoy the blessings that God has given us.
所以不管我们年纪多大，我们都要常常想到我们人生归宿的问题。
And so it does not matter how old we are, currently, we all need to think about where we go finally.
今天我们要常常把这个神所赐给我们这个永生的盼望常常去把它思想，而且让它更坚定。
And today we need to often think about this hope of eternal life that God has given to us so that we will be sure of our hope.
我们时常预备我们自己让我们可以真的有明亮的眼睛然后看到神所预备有给我们天国的产业。
We need to constantly prepare ourselves so that our eyes will be bright and that we can see this inheritance that God has provided for us.
因为今天在这个变化很快速的社会里面，有很多事情，很多事情是我们没办法预料的，有时候就突然发生了。
In our ever-changing society, a lot of things can happen without our expectation.
我们每一个人都需要常常预备我们自己，我们是否能够能够安然建筑，能够在神面前被接纳进入神的国度里。
And all of us need to always prepare ourselves and ask ourselves whether we are ready to be accepted by the Lord, to be in His kingdom and see Him.
当我们年岁渐渐增长的时候，我们能够看见我们与主入日进的那种喜悦跟满足。
And as we grow older, we need to be filled more with the joy of seeing the Lord soon.
而不会看到我们的肉体渐渐毁坏，我们已经健康一年不如一年的时候所产生出那种恐惧。
And instead, we should not have this fear of seeing our physical body decay day by day.
所以我们每一个人其实都要这样子来装备每天从这个道理上来思想这个人生的问题。
And so all of us should have this preparation and to prepare ourselves of this truth.
一方面借这个机会也来学习怎么样做一个健康的老人，因为我们每一个人有一天可能都会老。
And also at the same time, we use this opportunity to also learn how to become how to age healthy, because one day we may age.
我们现在看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
四章十六节说，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
这个是使徒保罗他所写的信息。
And this is a message written by the Apostle Paul.
其实当时候保罗他本身并还没有年纪很大，他还不到70岁，应该不到70岁。
At that time, Paul himself was not very old. He probably was not yet 70 years old.
按照他写信的哥林多前后书大概是公元56年左右，所以当时候保罗有可能是五六十岁的人。
But the time of 1st and 2nd Corinthians was written around 50 to 60 AD. So Apostle Paul was probably around 50 to 60 years old at the time.
可是那时候他其实已经经历这个肉体渐渐毁坏这个事实了。
However, he was already experiencing the fact that his physical body is perishing day by day.
但是当他看着他自己的身体健康日渐衰败的同时，他却不会丧胆，他不会害怕。
However, at the same time, seeing himself, his physical health decaying day by day, he does not lose heart.
他反过来，他内心一天新似一天。
On the other hand, his inward man is being renewed day by day.
我们知道，我们人是肉体所做的，带着血肉之躯哦，就像一部机器，用久了之后就慢慢坏，会老化，然后就坏掉。
We know that we are made of flesh and bones, and our physical body is just like a machine. The longer that we use it, the more it may have problems.
根据现代的这个医学的研究，他说人体的所有的器官，我们 人这个身体如果好好的保养，大概可以用到120年。
According to scientific research nowadays, it studies that if we take good care of our physical body, we may have all our organs be in good function till about 120 years.
也就是说，所有的环境都非常理想的状况下，一个人大概可以真的活到120岁。
So that is to say that if our outward environment is in ideal condition for our body, we may live up to 120 years old.
可是现在我们的很多环境是我们没办法掌握的，所以现在在这种很急速变迁的社会，但是又加上很多的医疗照顾又很完整的时候，我们勉强可以延长到八十多岁的寿命。
However, with our changing, unexpected environment and society, and with the help of the advance in medicine, we may live up to 80 years old.
那其实人的寿命在挪亚时代，神就已经这样讲了。
And God actually said about the age or the days of our life in during the time of Noah.
那我们现在看创世纪第六章。
If we turn to the book of Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章第三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
六章三节，神说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可以到120年。”
Chapter 6 verse 3 says.That the Son, and the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
那人属乎血气，那个时候就是人当时候不尊重神，所以在家庭婚姻上面就按自己的旨意，按自己的喜好去做。
Man is indeed made of flesh. Was referring to at the time, God. Or men did not follow the will of God in terms of their marriage choice.
所以人的这个罪啊，让神很忧伤。
And so the sins of men grieved God.
因为其实人是这口气是神给的。
Because the life or the breath of man was given by God.
因为神的灵与人同在，所以人的肉体可以活着。
It's because the spirit of God.Was with man, that was how man was able to live.
第三节特别强调说，因为人已经死乎血气，不考虑神的事情，所以他说，我的灵不永远与他们同在。那当然，这个时候人就会死，但是可以到120年。
And so verse 3, God says that his spirit shall not strive with man forever. That means that God's spirit is not always going to be with man. One day, man will die.
但是如果反过来看，如果神的灵与我们同在，人就不死。
On the other hand, if God's spirit is abiding with man forever, then man shall not die.
这是为什么？我们今天如果回到天国去啊，我们与神同在，我们就永远活着。
And that is why today, if we go back to heaven and we are always abiding with God, then we will always live.
那我们都知道，这个人肉体会渐渐衰败啊，在传道书第十二章就是描写的很生动。
And we know that our physical body will decay day by day, and it is described very vividly in the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第十二章，我们请看。
If we turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
这样一个事实，其实是我们很多老人家都会经历到的。
This fact is experienced by many elderly people.
其实 有时候年轻人也会经历到这样，如果身体没有好好保养，就会有这种现象出现。
In actuality, some younger people may also experience this fact if they do not pay good attention to their health.
我们现在看第十二章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3.
你看，他这里在描述从第三节一直到第六节，都在讲这个人老的时候身体的状况。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, from verses 3 to verse 6, this passage describes what happens when we become old.
真的，我们年纪大的时候，你看牙齿啊，看守房屋的会发颤，就是我们的手可能就会发抖了。
When we get old, the keepers of the house tremble. It means that our hands or our body may start trembling.
有力的屈身，我们可能会变成弯腰驼背了。
And the strong man bow down. When we used to be strong, when we age, we might bend lower.
推磨的稀少，可能就像我们的牙齿就脱落了。
When the grinders cease, may describe that our teeth are falling out.
从窗户往外看的都昏暗了，表示我们的眼力衰退了。
And those that look through the windows grow dim. It refers to that our eyesight may grow dim.
啊，街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，那表示我们这个时候的听力也不行了。
When the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low.It represents the fact that our hearing will also decay.
去鸟一叫，人就起来啊！唱歌的女子也都衰微，表示你看我们睡眠变短了。我们这个时候，那个以前很会唱歌的人，现在可能到年纪大的时候也唱不出来了。
When one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low, it represents the fact that when we get older, we do not sleep as much as when we were younger, and also that weMay used to be a good singer, but when we age, we do not sing as well.
所以年纪大人还可以唱歌，还可以赞美神呢，不容易。
And so it's not easy for someone who is very old to still sing and praise God.
那第五节是说，人怕高处，路上有惊慌。
Verse 5 says, also they're afraid of height and of terrors in the way.
这个时候人就变得胆小了。
When we age, we also become afraid.
对很多事情都害怕。
We become afraid of many things.
也没有安全感。
And we lose that sense of security.
杏树开花表示我们头发变白了。
When the almond tree blossoms, it refers to the fact that we have lots of gray hair.
蚱蜢成为重担表示我们的力气衰微，说我们没有办法拿重的东西。
The grasshopper is a burden, refers to the fact that our strength is very low. We cannot carry things that are heavy.
人所愿的也都会掉了。
And desire fails.
也就是说，我们人的这个很多的欲望慢慢就减少了。
It represents the fact that as we age, many of our desires decrease.
这个就是我们肉体衰败的事实。
And these are the facts describing aging.
但是当我们看到这些描述的时候，我们其实不会恐惧的。
However, when we see these descriptions, we should not be afraid.
如果今天我们有神
，Today, if we indeed have God with us,
我们就会发现说，我们就有盼望。
We will realize that we have hope.
在圣经里面，我们最近从二月一号开始要读《生命记》，我们看到摩西的一生了。
Starting February 1st, we are going to read the book of Deuteronomy, and we will see the whole life of Moses.
摩西他跟神很亲近，属神的人。
Moses was very close with God, and he belonged to God.
他得到神格外的恩典。
And he received special blessings from God.
所以当他年纪大的时候，他其实超越了这里圣经所描述的这些肉体衰败的这些让人觉得很恐惧的现象。
And so when Moses became old, he actually transcended all these descriptions that we just read about aging.
那表示说，其实一个人如果有神，他真的是属神的人，他是可以超越的。
And so it tells us the fact that if someone truly indeed belongs to God, he can transcend all these things.
他可以变得真的很跟神，因着神的跟着神的亲近，而让他自己本身很健康。又很喜悦，很喜乐。
And he can become very joyful, and rely on the strength of the fact that he is very close with God.
我们现在看《生命记》三十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34.
三十四章，我们现在请看第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7.
他说摩西死的时候他120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
其实那个时候他在120岁的时候，神还叫他爬到山上去。
In fact, when he was 120 years old, God still told him to climb up a mountain.
到这个尼波山上，神把这个迦南美地一一的指给他看。
And on top of Mount Nebo, God showed him all the beauty of the land of Canaan.
所以你看他的眼力还很不错，他一定要看得清楚啊。
And so we could see that his eyesight were not dim.
他的精神没有真的没有衰败。
And also his natural vigor was not diminished.
所以他还是觉得这个各方面的生活上，他都可以治理，他都还可以享受神的恩典。
And so he was still able to function in his daily life and enjoy the blessings given by God.
可是其实摩西他这样，圣经在描述他的这个晚年呢，他也没有表示说他的体力没有衰败，他真的也是老了。
The Bible in describing the end days of Moses, it said that he was old.
他自己也知道。
Moses he himself knew that he was getting old.
我们看申命记三十一章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 31.
三十一章第二节。
Deuteronomy 31 verse 2.
这是摩西自己说的。
And this was said by Moses himself.
我现在120岁了，我不能够照常出入。神也曾对我说，你必不得过这约旦河。
Moses himself said, I'm 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan.
也就是说，那个时候其实摩西自己也认老了。
So it tells us that at that time, Moses himself knew that he was old.
因为他已经没有办法再跟年轻人一样进出入打战做什么来来去去他已经觉得力不从心了。
Because he could no longer go in and out among the young to fight wars and things like that. He knew that he was getting old.
那时候摩西呢，他就想到要赶快这个工作，神一定要把带领的工作，要神要兴起另外一个人来接续他，然后继续带领百姓过约旦河。
And so Moses at this time knew that he needed somebody else to succeed in his job to lead the people across the Jordan River.
这个摩西他这个整个老化的过程，让我们看到他其实很健康的人。
And from this process of aging of the life of Moses, we could see that he was actually quite healthy.
我们很多人也都很羡慕像摩西的这样子一个晚年的时候。
And many of us will admire the end days of Moses.
但其实我们今天如果像摩西一样跟神这样亲近呢，我们那个内心的盼望一直都是很坚定的时候，其实我们可以真的老得很健康的。
And today, if we can learn from Moses and truly be like Moses, that we're very close with God, then we will also become just like him, to be very healthy even in our old days.
因为在旧约圣经我们看到摩西的例子，在新约圣经我们看到保罗他所写出的这句话。他说他的内心日日更新。
And we could see examples from the Old Testament. It was Moses, and from the New Testament, we could see the example of Paul that he was able to write that phrase, "His inward man is renewed."
因为最后是神把摩西接回去的了。
In the end, God was the one that took Moses.
神已经跟他说我要带你回去了。
God told him, I'm bringing you home.
所以摩西他知道他的结束来到。
And so Moses knew that his end was coming.
所以摩西他不会害怕。
So Moses was not afraid.
那如果从保罗的角度来看呢？
And from the perspective of Paul.
保罗他也知道神要让他被迫害死掉。
Paul also knew that God wants him to sacrifice his life.
最后在提摩太后书，保罗他知道这一次神不救他，他会死的。
In the book of 2 Timothy, we could see that Paul knew that God was not going to save him again, and that he is going to die.
可是那个时候，他心里面还是很笃定，他不害怕的。
However, at that time, he was still very firm in his heart, and he was not afraid.
因为他知道神要赐给他天国。
Because he knew that God will give him heaven.
这个其实也是他一直在期待的。
And that is actually what he had always wanted.
因为他知道神所赐给他的这个天国的产业是不会朽坏，不会玷污，不会衰残，存在天上永远的基业。
Because he knew that this kingdom of heaven that God is giving him is not going to perish, and it's not defiled, and it will abide forever.
所以其实当我面对这个肉体渐渐老化这个事实的时候，
And so when we all face this fact that our physical body is decaying,
很重要的是我们要对神所赐给我们这个天国的盼望日日更新，越来越坚定才对。
What is important is that we need to have this hope in our heart of eternal life, of this heaven that God is giving us. This hope needs to be more firm day by day.
那这样子，我们的内心呢，就会充满喜乐，会觉得很安稳平静。
And in that way, our hearts will be filled with joy, and we will be calm and peaceful.
那我们会常常会去盼望主耶稣基督所留给我们的这个榜样，他所给我们的应许。
And we will always have this hope of looking forward to this promise of heavenly kingdom.
所以我们内心之所以能够一天日日更，每天都日日更新呢，其实来自于我们对主耶稣基督的信心。
And the reason that our inward man will be renewed day by day is because we are being renewed in our faith of the Lord Jesus.
我们现在看回来哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13。
哥林多后书四章十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13。
但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说：“我因信，所以如此说话；我们也信，所以也说话。”
Verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke.We also believe and therefore speak.
第十四节，自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
Verse 14, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you.
第十五节，凡事都是为了你们。好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归给神。
Verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
这里特别提到保罗他的信心，他相信那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们跟耶稣一同复活。
This passage highlights the faith of Paul.He knew that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise him up with Jesus.
那表示说我们对死亡不害怕的。
That means that we are not afraid of death.
我们如果能够跟主耶稣一同复活，就可以一同站在神面前，那里是永远活着。
If we are able to raise up with Jesus, it means that we will stand in front of God and live forever.
所以我们凡事都会感谢。
And so in that way, we will be able to give thanks in everything.
因为神已经把他最好的给了我们，这是生命。
God has already given us what is best, which is eternal life.
那我们因着从神所领受的恩惠呢，跟众人分享，然后我们会把这个所有的荣耀归给神。
And because of this grace that we have received from God, we will share with all, and all will give glory to God.
在圣经里面记载了几个老人都非常笃定，因为他们对这个天国的盼望非常肯定。
Bible records several elderly members who are very firm in their belief because they have a very firm belief in eternal life.
所以其实死亡不可怕。
So death is not scary.
可怕的是人没有盼望。
What is scary is that men do not have hope.
所以我们今天在年纪大的时候，我们要一直的去更新我们主耶稣所留给我们这个复活的盼望。
And so as we age day by day, we need to renew our hope in the Lord Jesus.
你看那个时候，那个在路加福音第二章记载这个西面啊跟亚拿这两个老人呢。
If we remember and turn back to the book of Luke, it records two elderly members. One is Simeon and the other is Anna, these two elderly people.
我们如果看路加福音第二章。
If we turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2.
从第二十五节开始
，Starting from verse 25。
那这个西面这个人，当他看到婴孩耶稣的时候，他就很放心的跟神说：“神啊，那现在我可以安然去世了。”
And this man Simeon, when he saw the infant Jesus, he said to God very peacefully that he can depart in peace now.
第三十节
，verse 30，
他说：“因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的。”
He said, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples."
因为当他看到主耶稣的时候，他就知道神的这个应许都实现了，他对神非常有信心。
Because when he saw the baby Jesus, he knew that all the promises of God is fulfilled, and he has that faith in God.
因着耶稣基督来到，我们人的罪被解决了。
And because of the arrival of the Lord Jesus, our sins are being solved.
所以他跟神说，我现在可以安然去世。
And so he told God, I can depart in peace.
他将来能够在神的国度里面，跟耶稣面对面了。
Because in the heavenly kingdom, he can see the Lord Jesus face to face.
那就看到他一点也不怕死亡。
And we could see that he was not afraid of death at all.
那如果继续看到第三十六节的地方，提到这个女先知亚拿。
And let's continue reading to verse 36, and then we see a prophetess named Anna.
她那个时候84岁，不离开圣殿，昼夜。侍奉神，禁食祷告祈求。
And she was at the time 84 years old, and she did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
她那时候也都是在等候神的这个救恩。
At that time, she was also waiting for the salvation of God.
你看，当她看到这个婴孩耶稣的时候
，And when she saw the baby Jesus,
她就很感谢。
And she was filled with thanks.
第三十八节说
，Verse 38 says,
正当那时候，她进来就称谢神，将孩子的事情对一切盼望。耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
因为她知道主耶稣基督就是他我们的救赎主。
Because she also knew that the Lord Jesus was the Savior.
所以因着主耶稣基督，她的人生就有盼望。
And because of the Lord Jesus, she had hope in her life.
她可以坦然的面对她人生结束的时候。那个神所要给他那最好的天国的产业的。
And she could peacefully face the end of her life, which is to receive this inheritance provided by God.
所以我们要成为一个健康的老人。
And so to become a healthy elderly person.
很重要的是，我们要对主耶稣所给我们这个救恩的应许，这个天国的盼望，要常常去思想，然后去把它真的紧紧的抓住。
What is very important is that we need to always think about this promise that God has given us, this hope of eternal life, and we need to hold on to this promise firmly.
那其实我们在读圣经，在读摩西的一生的时候，我们看到摩西他之所以那么健康哦，那么这么样的有福气啊，其实也是有原因的啦。
And when we read the Bible, when we read the whole life of Moses, we could see reasons why Moses was able to live such healthy life.
首先你看摩西他120年的生活，后面80年基本上都是走路过的，都是在走路了。
We could see that for the later 80 years of the life of Moses, he lived mostly by walking.
因为在旷野的时候没有车子，什么事情都用走的。
In the wilderness, they did not have cars. Everywhere they went, they walked.
所以多走路其实真的对我们身体有帮助。
So it's true that the more we walk, the healthier we'll be.
然后我们就看摩西在旷野的时候，他吃什么东西、啊、
？And also we could look at what Moses ate when he was in the wilderness.
他的吃的就是玛拿，很简单的食物、哦。
He ate manna, which was a very simple food.
而且他的生活作息也是很有规律的。
And his daily schedule was very routine.
所以你看，我们有时候年纪大的时候，我们要真的要懂得保养我们自己的身体了。
So when we age, we need to take good care of our health.
哦，你看，老人古人有一句话说：“老人戒之在德。”然后就是老人家要小心，不要一直很贪心呢、啊，贪心吃，贪心。累积一些财富。
So there is a saying that says it's a virtue to not be greedy.
也就是你看摩西他一辈子就是至少从八十岁以后，他吃40年的玛拿。
So if we look at the life of Moses, after he turned 40, he basically ate manna every day.
他都不会吃太多了。
And he would not eat too much.
因为他每一天神给他的分量都固定的、啊、他吃太多也没有，也不会变多、啊、就是每天都按他固定的分量，神就是给他食物吃嘛。
Because God made specific portions for everyone to eat manna. There is nothing that is too much.
所以他所吃的都是很健康， 都是 很自然的神的食物。
And so what he ate was very natural. It was food given by God.
所以我们老人家有时候真的要注意我们的口腹。
And so when we age, we need to pay attention to what we eat.
因为 当我们年纪大的时候，有时候我们的味觉 会比较没那么敏感，所以我们会越吃越重口味。
And it's because sometimes as we age, our sensitivity in our taste will become dull, and we may eat more and more. We may eat heavier.
所以在生活细节上，我们有时候要多留意一点。
And so in our daily life, we need to pay attention.
那另外，你看摩西他的生活也是非常有规律的。那在旷野的时候，他就是一早要起来捡玛拿。
And we also see that the life of Moses was very scheduled. Early in the morning, he has to get up to pick manna.
所以摩西的生活，他绝对跟我们现代人的生活不一样。
And so Moses led a very different life versus the life that we're living today.
所以我们也应该要注意我们生活的规律问题。
And so we need to also pay attention to having a regular schedule in our life.
那另外我们看到摩西哦，他你看他120岁，他都活在神面前，活在众百姓面前。
And we can also see that Moses, up till the age of 120, he lived in front of God and also in front of people.
所以他在众百姓面前出入。
So he came in and out in front of the whole congregation.
你看他年纪大的时候，他还是很正常的在参与教会的工作，那个服侍神的工作了。
It represents the fact that he, even up to until he is at a very old age, he still participated in many of the activities of God, of church.
所以今天我们年纪大的时候，其实我们不要从这个服事的工作上退休。
And so it tells us that even when we age, we should not retire from the work of God.
因为当我们有服事跟人的互动的时候，让我们的心，让我们整个精神变好。
It is because when we have this interaction with people and when we serve God, even when we age, it will actually help us in our spirit.
好，所以你看，老人家最怕孤立，最怕独居。
And it is very scary for an elderly person to live alone.
但是我们今天在教会里面，我们这么多弟兄姐妹，我们绝对不会孤独。
But in our church or in church today, we have a lot of brothers and sisters with us. We should not be lonely.
那最后我们要能够变一个很健康的老人，在我们的心情上，我们要常常喜乐。
And lastly, to be a very healthy aging person, we need to be filled with joy in our hearts.
我们现在看一节经节，看箴言十五章。
Let's turn to a Bible verse, Proverbs 15.
箴言十五章。
Proverbs 15.
这就是圣经里头留下给我们，今天我们要让我们的晚年呢，很喜乐，很满足，这个圣经的提醒。
This is a reminder from the Bible, so that we will be very joyful and happy in our aging days.
十五章的十三节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13.
心中喜乐，面带笑容；心里忧愁，灵被损伤。
A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
我们喜乐是因为我们有盼望。
We are able to be joyful because we have hope.
那最后我们要像大卫所讲的一句话。
In the end, we need to live exactly like what David had said.
我们最后来看这一句诗篇十六篇。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
十六篇，我们看第八节。
Psalm 16, let's read verse 8.
第八节说：“我将神常常摆在我面前，因为他在我右边，我便不致摇动。”
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
第十节，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Verse 10, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
第十一节说，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
让我们都能够像圣经这里所说的，我们常常把神摆在我们面前。
And may we all live like what this passage is telling us, that we put God in front of us always.
让我们的心因着主耶稣基督救恩而喜乐。
And our heart is glad because of the salvation of the Lord.
让我们真的能够得到这个生命的道路，能够掌握住救恩的这个应许。
And that we can truly receive this path of life and this promise of salvation.
我们将能够得到永远的荣耀。
And receive eternal glory.
用这一段信息跟我们大家一起勉励。
And with this passage and message, we encourage all of us.
都能够成为一个有灵性很健康的老人。
So that we can all become very healthy people as we age.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
然后唱完诗之后，我们敬老会的一些活动要继续进行。
And after we sing a hymn, we will continue with some of our activities.
我们请唱诗201首。
Let's sing hymn 201.
When all my labors and trials